All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's continue. So we're picking up page Chuf Samech Gimel in Basilas Sharm in the middle of Perek Tezayin. So remember, again, we're speaking about the Mida of Tara, and the way that Ramchal is describing it is a certain purity of intention. So the truth is, there. First, we spoke about purity of action, right? The idea being that a person, when acting, ultimately, again, should have a level of purity in action. And now we're talking about purity in thought. So where does this come up? So the Ramchal posits this comes up in the realm of Shelo Lishma. So if you remember, again, yesterday we were talking about the idea, the, I guess, most egregious level of Lo Lishma, which is where a person does things not for the sake of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather only to gain favor and honor in the eyes of others. So God really is not part of the equation. God is not part of the equation, but a person does things ultimately, again, to gain honor and favor in the eyes of others. V'yesh min achashal shalol lishma. There's another level of shalol lishma, and that's shehu ha'avoda amanas l'kabal pras. So Bo said, this is another level of shalol lishma, and this is where a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sole intention of receiving reward. Va'alav amru. The Olam Ya'as Nabosei. Now, in this case over here, to be clear, this at least is a better level than what Ramchal described before, because whereas in the first level of Shalom Lishma, a person literally has no intention for God, right? And a person's sole intention really is just to gain favor in the eyes of others. At least in this level of Shalom Lishma, a person has in mind to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that they're not doing it for pure reasons, but rather, again, in order to receive reward. So the Gemara says, after all, when we know Chazal write about this, they say, Li'olam Yasok Adam Torah Uba Mitzos, Vafilu Shalom Lishma, Shemitok Shalom Lishma Ba Lishma. Now we know how do Chazal feel about, so we'll say, this concept of serving for reward. Serving for reward, ultimately, again, is a concept of shalol lishma. It's not, I don't have purity of intent. Now, Chazal say, it's okay, because what we believe is, just get a person into the habit of serving, and the intent, the proper intent, is sure to follow. Shalol lishma, balishma. Begin, ultimately, even for the wrong reasons, even for the sake of reward, and ultimately, again, the purity of intent will come. Nevertheless, says Ramchal, Ach al kol panim, mishalo higia adayin mitok shalol lishma elishma, harei racho ku mishlei muso. But it's a very profound statement. So Ramchal says, yet a person should know, that at the end of the day, if I am still in the level of shalol lishma, and I have not yet reached the level of lishma, I am far from my desired destination. I am far from the finish line. I am far from where I need to be. There was saying this statement, if you think about it, is incredibly amazing. On one hand, Ramchal is quoting the Gemara in Pesachim that says Shalol Lishma Balishma, which tells me how do Chazal feel about Shalol Lishma? How do they feel about Shalol Lishma? Okay, you know, it's not bad. It's not bad because we're confident. Begin even with the intention to receive reward, and you'll come around. You'll come around. Just get started, you'll come around. But I will say, remember about what Tara is all about. Tara is all about gaining clarity as to why I do the things that I do. Why do I behave the way that I behave? Why do I conduct myself the way I conduct myself? So if I am in the level of shalol lishma, it's important for me to understand that that's where I'm holding. Again, doesn't make me a bad person. Chas v'shalom, I'm on the pathway to growth. I'm moving myself forward. But lemaisa tara is all about, when we say purity of intention or purity of action, the first step is self-awareness, right? Why do I do the things that I do? Why do I act the way that I act? So it's important for me, if I'm on the level of shalom lishma, to be able to say, you know what? I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I want reward. Okay, I realize that's not the best. I realize that's not the highest level. I realize I'm working towards something greater. But lamaisa, I must be self-aware as to where I am holding. He goes on, Amnam, Mashet Tzarech La'adam Yosir Yirim Alach HaRabah. Listen to this. here's what requires, and this is really incredible, here's the most difficult stage to be in, or the most difficult, we'll call it stage. That which requires the greatest amount of introspection and the greatest amount of work, listen to this, who ta'aroves ha'iser. I will say this is when I am in a state of mixture of iser, prohibited mixture. What does that mean? Hainu, shelefamim, ha'adam holich va'osa mitzvah lishma, mamish, shekach gozer avinu shevashamayim. Meaning, what does it mean when I'm in a ta'aroves of iser? I'm in a mixture, ultimately, again, of prohibition. That there are times, ultimately, again, where I perform a mitzvah lishma. I do exactly what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to do it. For this is what God decreed. Amnam, lo yishat, lo yechtam, l'shatef ima, izre p'ni acheres. But at the same time, I'm doing this for God, but I'm also doing it for fill in the blank. For example, some other motivation. For example, because I want people to praise me. Or because I want reward. And sometimes, even if it's not my primary intent, that ultimately, again, I go ahead and do things for the sake of people praising me. Once they praise me, that reinforces my behavior and ultimately causes me to seek their approbation even more. He gives an example. I will say, so just before we go on with the example, you understand what Ramchal is saying? I will say, it's all the same theme. Self-awareness. What is Tara? Tara means that my goal in life is that I want to do things. I want to engage in actional activity. I want to engage in actions for the right intentions, for the right purposes, and I want to do it with the right thoughts. That's the goal of Tara, that my actions should be pure, my thoughts should be pure. I would think we would agree that probably out of everything we've learned, this is one of the hardest things. Because the truth is, we're very happy with ourselves, and rightfully so, if we get our actions aligned in the right way. But to get my thoughts aligned in the right way, but honestly, what I'm saying, look, this is a lifetime of work. But what it conditions us to do is to be introspective. Because the greatest danger in life is when we do things or when we think a certain way and we convince ourselves that it's something that it's not. I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the truth is I'm not really serving God. I'm serving myself because I want schar, I want reward, or I want accolade or praise or honor or recognition. So we'll say, so remember again, at least I'm doing something. There's something good there. But if you want to grow in life, we all know, I have to be introspective, honest, and truthful with myself. And sometimes even things that begin for the right purposes kind of mesh with a whole variety, or I should say at some time later on, are infused with a whole variety of other motivations and purposes. And sometimes it's even hard to understand, why is it that I do this? Why is it that I do this? But Tara says I must be self-aware. He gives an example. King Maisa Shabito Shabi Hanina Ben Trajon. But say the Gemara tells a story of the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. Remember again, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon was one of the Asara Harugi Malchus, one of the 10 martyrs. So the Gemara says, what happened to her? Shahaisa posas psios yafos. She used to walk in a very beautiful way. She apparently was a very beautiful girl, very beautiful young lady. And she used to, apparently her walking was very beautiful as well. Now, interestingly enough, her walking, right, her walking was tsanua. She walked in a modest fashion, but what happened? But then when she heard Roman officials commenting and saying, "Kamanos psiosa shalrivazu," how nicely this young lady walks. Miad diktika yoser. She took extra care. She took extra care in how she walked and how she stepped. Hariat hosefes hazeh nolad miakoach shashevach sheshibchu. So we'll say, so what happened? This extra energy that she infused into how she walked, ultimately, again, was a result of the praise that she received. Va'andam, afa pisha iser kazeh batal b'mi'uto. It was, you know, what's the halacha with iser? Right? Iser is batal b'rov. Right? If you have a majority of a permitted mixture and a little bit of iser gets mixed in, generally, iser is batal. And that's true. They both say, you know, it's sometimes it's very understandable that if you get praised for something, we all say, we know this in chinuch of our children, we know this in marriage, praise reinforces good behavior. So if I do something and I get praised by people, it's going to be natural that I'm going to want to do that again. So the Ramchal says, that's okay, but just you have to be self-aware enough to know that therefore just realize what you're doing is not totally the Shema. Does that make it bad? No, chas v'shalom. Just understand that what there is an element of what I'm doing that is being done in order to curry favor with others. That's all he's describing over here, is a level of self-awareness. Understand why I do what I do. And just understand that sometimes the things that I think I do l'shma are not really l'shma. Again, that doesn't make them bad. And it doesn't make me bad. It makes me human. I would venture to say that most of the things we do in life are a result of a composite of different influences and experiences. And the Midah of Tara just says, just be self-aware enough to know why you do the things that you do. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem on Kuf Samach Dalit tomorrow.